The National Highway Safety Administration generates statistics and regulations. Recent statistics substantiate what might seem intuitively true. When a sport utility vehicle slams into the side of a normal-sized car, a passenger in the car stands a much greater chance of being killed than a passenger in the SUV. Armed with a string of similar statistics, officials at the Highway Safety Agency are considering new regulations to reduce the number of deaths resulting from accidents involving SUVs. New York Times reporter Danny Hakim reports on the auto industry. He joins us from the studios of member station WUOM in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Good morning, Danny.
Hi, good morning.
How serious a problem do SUVs pose on the road?
Well, the head of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration came to Detroit last month, and he was armed with some interesting statistics. One of the things he said is that fatalities from single vehicle rollovers jumped 22% from 2000 to 2001, and they're much more prevalent in SUVs and pickup trucks than in passenger cars. And SUVs are also tend to be, SUVs and pickup trucks, I should say, also tend to be much more dangerous to passenger cars and side collisions. The ratio I've heard is if an SUV strikes a car in the side, the car occupant is 29 times more likely to die than the person in the SUV, whereas if a car hits a car in the side, it's more of a one-to-one equation.
Can you get a bit more specific about what the National Highway Safety Administration proposes to do to make the road safer for both people inside the SUVs and people driving other cars?
Sure. They're looking at a couple things. One is they're considering perhaps adding a what they call a pole test to the crash test they already have. And basically it would be like a utility kind of pole, and they would slam it against the side of vehicles to see how the vehicles stood up to that kind of impact. They're also looking at a test that would determine how aggressive one vehicle is to another. The way a lot of the big SUVs are designed is the same way as pickups. You have a body that's put on top of a frame of steel beams, whereas a car is really, it's almost like a steel egg carton. There aren't these two stiff steel beams. So it creates a real imbalance when these two kinds of vehicles come into contact with each other. And what they'd want to do with this kind of displacement of force test is sort of measure how concentrated the force is when one vehicle strikes another.
Now, with all these tests that are being conducted and research being done, what are the automobile manufacturers saying about all this?
Well, you know, the SUVs and pickup trucks also are their key profit center. That's really where they make all their automotive profits. The big three especially don't make any money in cars. So, you know, they're very sensitive to any kinds of changes to SUVs. The head of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration came up to Detroit in January to give a speech on safety, and he said, you know, these were the key issues for him, and the industry didn't take too well to that.
Mm. And consumers seem to want to buy these cars. I mean, the sales of these cars, as you've pointed out, in spite of perhaps safety concerns and the fact that they use up a lot of gas, doesn't seem to matter.
The auto industry is driven by fashion to a great extent, so it seems like whatever trends there are, they have their time, and then they run out. But we used to drive station wagons to haul around our families, so maybe we'll come back to station wagons. I would say that at the Detroit Auto Show, which is in January, a lot of the new designs were a smaller version of SUVs called crossover vehicles, and those seem quite prevalent now.
Danny Hakim reports on the auto industry for the New York Times. He joined us from the studios of WUOM in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Danny, thanks a lot.
Thank you.